Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
Concerns have been raised that Killarney's new street performer bylaws, which come into effect on June 1st, may lead to an exodus of buskers from the town. We're joined now by Killarney Mayor Niall Kelleher and rhythm guitarist for Kerry band Aftershock, Dara Breen. And you're both welcome to the programme. Niall, you might talk us through the new bylaws firstly, if you don't mind.
Thank you, Sarah. Look, I suppose there's restrictions on time limits from 11 a.m. in the morning to 9 p.m. at night. There's restrictions in relation to amplification and decibel levels, obstructing entrances and keeping a required distance of 3 metres from an entrance to a business or a residential property. The requirement to have a permit. They're the main issues that are covered within the bylaws that are published and adopted yesterday.
Okay. And these restrictions, they were first mooted back in 2017. It took 5 years then for them to be finalised. Why bring them in now?
Well, in 2017, the issue was there. The local authority executive decided that the best thing to do would be to bring in guidelines that buskers would adhere to. And that was brought, they were brought in 2018. They didn't work. Obviously, we've had COVID in the meantime, and because they didn't work, the bylaws needed to be adopted to be able to effectively enforce the guidelines that were there, because some of, and let's be clear, some, not all, of those busking were not adhering to the guidelines that were issued back in 2018.
So was there a big push for this from businesses or the public? You know, was there a demand for buskers to be monitored more carefully?
Well, look, if you're inside the streets of Killarney and you're going through walking for an hour, going for coffee or whichever, you might notice the problem, the way that businesses and residents who've had to live with it and put up with this on a daily basis. So, yes, all elected members on the Killarney Municipal District had representations from either business owners, residents. I, when in a former role as President of the Chamber of Tourism and Commerce, got a number of complaints, especially from American visitors, in relation to foul, lewd and derogatory language towards our American friends regarding more than one busker in the streets of Killarney.
Okay, stay with us, because as I mentioned, we also have Dara Breen, a rhythm guitarist for Aftershock, on the line. And Dara, before I ask you a question, we're going to have a listen to your band, Aftershock, and a recent busking session that you had on the streets of Tralee. Good to me, Dara, but was it above 80 decibels?
I'm not sure, to be honest. We don't really keep track of the sound, but the way it works really is someone asks us politely to turn it down. We've no bother doing it, but I suppose going to that issue straight away with the sound, it's not ideal. It does restrict you doing a lot of things, especially with your amplifiers, making specific sounds, and especially for us, we have a drum kit in our band as well, so when we're busking with that drum kit, it is hard to stay under the 80 decimals, but I don't know if that was 80 or not, I suppose it does restrict that in that area.
So with these new rules then, with the 80 decibels and all the other aspects of it, you can only perform between 11 a.m. and 9 p.m, that you have to have your permit, foul language is banned, limited to 2 hours playing. Will all of those rules put you off busking?
To be 100% honest, it will, busking in Killarney anyways, not busking in general, but busking in Killarney, yes, we'll be probably put off it a bit, to be honest, because we'd like to go to places that we can play more freely and places that we're welcomed, and So yeah, I know it's about respecting everyone's opinion at the same time, like, but it will affect the times that we're playing there and the amount of times that we're in Clarny playing, like, you know, so it definitely will affect us in that matter.
Now, would you be concerned about that you might drive all the buskers out of Clarny and with them they'll take all their atmosphere and all they have to offer?
I'll give you one guarantee here, Sarah. We won't drive all the buskers out of Killarney. I appreciate it may limit what has previously been happening heretofore. Dara and his band are a fantastic band. I've heard them before. And we would welcome, let's be clear, we welcome buskers in Killarney. What we don't welcome is the issues that I've raised that have happened in the past. In relation to foul language and many others in obstructing premises.
And can I ask you about the 80 decibels? Dara doesn't know if he's playing above 80 decibels. Will you be going around monitoring this? Will you have a little machine or something to check if people are playing too loudly?
Yeah, well, look, the issue is the enforcement officers and the council will have a machine in relation to it. But look, the issue is it's in relation to people that are completely out of control in relation to sound. And I do believe, I appreciate you're not, you are restricted in relation to some of the quality of sounds that Dara has already mentioned. But I think you can be as just effective in performing on the streets of Killarney without amplification.
Without the drums?
Also, the drums don't need amplification to listen to them, Sarah, yeah. In any shape or form. But another thing, and I made this point yesterday when we were adopting these bylaws, I would very much encourage and I would hope we'd be able to do issues like having bandstands at certain different locations at different times of the year. And our own Gleneagle concert band regularly play on the streets of Killarney and are fantastic to watch on our main street and listen to.
Final word to yourself, Dara. What do you make of what Niall has to say? You are welcome. He thinks you're great. You can play your drums all you want. Just keep it a bit quiet.
Yeah, look, as I said already, it's about it's respecting everyone's opinion at the same time, you know, but it's not ideal. That's all I have to say, really. It's not ideal for us. I suppose, especially with the sound, as I said, the main thing is the quality of the sound it does restrict us in that matter. Like, but look, we're not restricted to playing Clarny. We've got Tralee to be busking. We've done Cork. We've done Dublin. Coming over the summer. So, You can catch us there on Aftershock.fm and on the Instagram. That's where you can find everything.
All right. Listen, thank you both very much for joining us. That is Niall Kelleher from Aftershock and Niall Kelleher is the Clarny Mayor and Dara Breen from Aftershock. Thank you both very much for joining us.